Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important person here to help kick off the month, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Renee. Glad to be with you.
We have to stop bumping into each other all the time, I tell you.
Thank you so much for being at the Police Awards, the MC at the Police Awards, yeah. I think last Thursday night.
Yes.
It's that particular award ceremony, as you know, life-saving awards and citizen awards. And it's always great to kind of see the citizens who have stepped up and helped the police in some courageous incidents.
Amazing. Yeah. Like hearing some of these stories and even of the officers with the life-saving awards. So, yeah, incredible opportunity to recognize people. So
I'm glad you were able to do it.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so excited they asked me to MC again this year. But let's move our attention to airport. OMG. That's like the focus right now, isn't it?
A lot of good things going on at the airport.
Yeah, and especially like the business park. There was a huge announcement about USDA, right? Partnering with the Springs Airport.
Yes, the Forest Service, USDA Forest Service, is going to construct a regional, basically Rocky Mountain region, Forest Service tanker base there. So it will be the facility from which planes will fill up with retardant and fly all over the Rocky Mountain region, I think 7 or 8 states, to put out fires. And it's really nice to have it here. Not only is it some economic development, but obviously we're in a urban wildfire interface, and wouldn't it have been nice to have those guys around in the Waldo Canyon fire or
Black Forest.
Exactly. So I think it gives a little greater level of protection to our local community as well. And we are right in the middle of the region. Our airport has the advantage of being able to handle any size airplane. And so I think we're kind of a natural choice. It also has the side benefit. We're putting in a larger runway from this facility to the major runway. And in that area, we will be able to have a de-icing facility. Right now, as you know, we de-ice at the gates.
Right.
And now we'll be able to move to this area, de-ice, and go directly onto the runway to take off.
That's amazing.
So that will be a good situation. This is a $17 million complex. $13 million of it is this new ramp that I'm talking about.
Wow.
It will have a 5,000-square-foot operations building, 4,300-square-foot retardant mixing and containment slab. So there'll basically be 6 reload pits, so you could handle up to 6 planes being filled up at any one time.
Wow.
And these very large air tankers carry more than about 5,000 gallons of retardant. So we'll be, from an economic standpoint, of course, these crews will be staying overnight here. We'll be selling them air fuel and things like that. So it's good for the airport. So that's one thing going on at the airport.
Absolutely. And with the Forest Service, this regional tanker base, has this been in the works and discussions for quite a long time?
A couple of years.
Wow.
But I think what really cemented it is in 2018, they set up a temporary base. There's a lot of fires.
Mm-hmm.
In Colorado and the Rocky Mountain region in the summer of 2018, and they set up a temporary base, and I think they got a feel for what a great location it was and what our capabilities were as an airport, and that caused them to make the final decision to move towards a permanent tanker base there.
And do we know if there's like going to be planes kind of permanently housed here, or is it kind of like in an event they will kind of fly in?
I think for the most part, the Forest Service contracts with the planes,
mm-hmm.
And so they'll be flying in as needed. But there'll be a couple of permanent employees there,
wow.
No question about it.
That's huge.
So that's one thing going
exactly.
on at the airport. And then, as you know,
can we say it? Can we talk about it?
We're still calling it Project
Jamie's
Rodeo.
Jamie's shaking her head at me like, don't, Renee. Just
but,
don't.
But I think we are very, very close to putting some more detail on this. One detail that we can give you is this thing that we'll announce probably within the next week or two. At the airport will be a minimum of 1,500 jobs. We'll start at 1,500 jobs. The minimum rate is $15 an hour plus benefits. And so this is going to be a real economic boost, I think, for the Southeast a quadrant of Caro Springs, and we're really pleased about that.
Now, so you're thinking maybe the end of this week we can actually give Project Rodeo an actual name?
Other than Project Rodeo, yeah. I think either end of this week or next week.
That's perfect. And then maybe some when everything is going to happen kind of timeline. That's awesome.
Although if you drive by the airport, you'll see that things are happening.
Already.
Okay, exactly.
For Project Rodeo.
Yeah.
And really quick, Mayor, I do want to talk about the fantastic holiday travel season at Colorado Springs Airport. I mean, that was pretty impressive, wasn't it? Up like 15%
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Had a very good Thanksgiving through Christmas. Excellent. We had a 3% decline for the whole year, mostly because of the seasonal flights being less this year than they were last year, and of course next year that we aren't going to have the seasonal flights because, frankly, Southwest problems have presented some opportunities for Frontier. But what I really like is our standard flights are we're getting larger planes. To Atlanta, Dallas, and we're filling up those planes. I came back from Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and I saw one vacant seat on a very large airplane.
Wow.
So for example, American is now going to go twice a day to Phoenix. Delta's added another flight to Atlanta. Frontier's increased service to Vegas and Phoenix to 10 times weekly.
Wow.
United in February is going to go to Denver 9 times a day. So we're adding flights, and we're up almost 50% since I became mayor, and that was one of my big goals. And so I feel very good about that, and just got to keep it up. It's tough to attract a lot of direct destinations when you're 70 miles from one of the world's largest airports, but we're working hard at it. I think our demographic studies are convincing airlines that they don't want to miss out.
Absolutely. Okay, Mayor, we do have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about, and we were kind of talking about it with the BBB this morning, the economics here in the Springs. It's really unbelievable right now, isn't it?
So it sure is.
We'll have more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio this morning. And kicking off the month, we're talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, economics here in our area, it's really unbelievable, isn't it? Like, in my entirety of being here, you're a native.
Yes.
I'm a native. I don't remember it being like, do you?
I don't remember it being quite this good. We've certainly had boom and bust cycles, but I think our unemployment numbers are all-time lows. They're going to come out this week again, and I anticipate them hovering around all-time lows, if not an all-time low.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing. We have a community with a lot of transitioning people, military and things like that. And so you'd be expect we'd have a little higher, mm-hmm. People in transition, things like that. But, man, the numbers are very, very low. And what I like about our employment situation right now is it's across the board. I mean, we've got opportunities for unskilled laborers. We've got folks, regardless. Let me just give you, for example, some of our most sought-after job openings right now. The top is a software developer with 685 openings. That just edged a registered nurse with 658 openings. Computer systems engineer, 473 openings. Now, the good thing about those jobs, those are very high-scale, high-end jobs. Average market salary for the computer systems engineer is about $100,000. It's going to be the same for software engineers, things like that. But on the other side, we've got an awful lot of construction openings. Construction companies are finding it hard to find people. And, of course, that has wage pressures, causes them to pay higher wages. We have 324 openings for truck drivers with an average wage of $57,000.
And this is local, like just
yes.
local truck drivers?
This is the Pikes Peak region, if I'm not mistaken,
wow.
in Paso County.
Wow.
That's really good. And as I said in talking about this announcement at the airport, that's going to be another 1,500 jobs with good hourly wages. So the economy is very, very good. And I think it looks pretty solid through 2020. We'll see what 2021 brings. But just the amount of construction, for example, that's underway and what's about to happen construction-wise with already appropriated funds,
yeah.
The near-term future looks really tremendous for Colorado Springs.
And downtown has been a really big focus. And, of course, we've got the Olympic Museum opening this year.
That's right, late May. And I think it's I had a tour not too long ago, and I just think it's going to be iconic. It's an iconic structure from the outside. I think it's going to be an iconic structure from the inside. The technology and the interactive capabilities are just going to be tremendous. I think it's going to – and I think you saw it's one of the top Architecture Digest magazine said it's the one of the most anticipated buildings being opened in 2020 in the United States. I think you also saw, Renee, that you know, they do a survey of people in the travel industry all over the world.
Yeah.
Not just the United States, all over the world. They picked the 50 places you ought to go in 2020, and we came in 13th. I think there's only six in the United States. We came in 13th, and it's because of the museum, the Summit House coming, the downtown culinary scene and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of lists don't translate to economic development, but when people in Europe are looking at something and saying, you know, I've been to Vegas, I've been to New York, I've been to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, well, let's go to Colorado Springs.
Right.
So that's pretty heady stuff.
And of course, that's when the stadium, going to break ground on the stadium and start building that, that's going to also help that boom too.
Well, we've got the outdoor stadiums underway.
The
lot of dirt been moved around. You can kind of see how that's you know, going to shape up. And then I think, Jamie, we're going to break ground on the Colorado College facility this February 15th, Saturday, February 15th.
Wow, in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're all also moving dirt there also. That will be open for the fall 21 fall hockey season for Colorado College.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the focus has been downtown, and you and I have kind of talked off the air before, Mayor, about the building, the housing. I mean, there's so much interest to live downtown now, isn't there? I think before, I remember when I was saying, no, not downtown. You live out. Now everybody wants to live downtown.
There's a lot of building out, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the fact of the matter is there's been an amazing amount of Echo's a very large apartment complex that opened. The May is nearing completion on South Cascade. That's a very large facility. Then you've got some smaller ones, Casa Mundi to join Blue Dot.
Yeah.
There's a fun Kinship Landing, which, for lack of a better word, is a hostel with you know, you can have little family reunions there.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be that's going up across the street from Blue Dot on Nevada. I think it's going to be a great little facility. So there's just so much going on. No question about it.
Yeah.
I had the folks in that are building the new Y facility the other day and got a look at some of their plans.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And they're going to have to, I think part of their project, isn't it, Mayor, like adding a bigger parking garage and kind of, they have to go up as well to kind of expand.
That's right. They're going to have affordable housing above the, when I say affordable housing, it's going to be housing for teachers and firefighters and, you know, a little more reasonable priced and things like that. The folks that are doing it have done it in several cities before in combination with these Y projects. They know what they're doing, and I think it's going to be great.
That's fantastic. Okay, we do have to take a news break when we come back. We'll be talking about Cuz I Love You. Did I say that right, Mayor?
Yes. COS I Love You, otherwise known as Cuz I Love You.
Cuz I Love You. Okay, that and a lot more coming up. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers coming up next on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome to The Extra. And this morning we are talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Mayor, so much stuff still to cover. Let's touch really quick. I do have, we're going to be talking about the census actually coming up on Thursday show more in depth. It is that time of year.
It's that time of the decade.
Decades. Thank you. Exactly. I was thinking tax time, not census time. There we go.
Every community has what's called a complete count committee, and that's who's coming in to talk to you on Thursday. I appointed Sarah Johnson, the municipal clerk, to be the chairman of the complete count committee. The citizen chairman is Merv Bennett, former city council person. And she's got a whole wide variety of committees to reach out to all segments of the community, segments geographically, racially, ethnically. We want to make sure that everybody participates. Obviously, it's important. The Constitution says that we should have a census every 10 years, and it has ramifications. Number one, it determines congressional representation. And Colorado's on the bubble. I think it's very likely that if everybody participates in the census, Colorado will get another congressional seat. So we'll go from 7 to 8. Furthermore, what I don't think a lot of people understand is over $800 billion a year of federal money is distributed on the basis of census count. For example, Colorado Springs is on the cusp of, it's going to be close whether we surpass 500,000 in the 2020 census or not. We're going to be right on the edge. That's one of the thresholds that lead to
additional
federal dollars flowing to your community. So it's very, very important that we have an accurate count, and I urge everybody to participate. As I understand it, and Sarah will obviously elaborate on that, this year the first outreach will be online,
okay,
and everybody will be given an opportunity to fill out census forms online. Apparently, it's a very, you know, you can do it in 5 minutes. And then if you do not, then you'll get more personalized contact, including somebody knocking on your door.
So when you see somebody census at your door, don't be surprised.
Oh, no. And they'll have, valid
identification,
all that sort of thing. And by the way, you can contact the local census office. Last I heard, they were still looking for more employees for part-time work as census takers.
Yeah. And it sounds like, you know what? It sounds like some good hours and pay. So
right. I think it's $19 an hour, something like that. Yeah.
That's perfect. So, and that they're supposed to start your census in March, correct?
I think that's correct. Probably run through the summer.
Perfect. Okay, Mayor, let's talk about Summit House. Oh my gosh. Did you see the video that G.E. Johnson released? There's did a 2019 like kind of recap.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Some of the photography is unbelievable. G.E. Johnson has done is obviously the general contractor, and it's, I think it's an iconic project for them. Building at 14,115 square feet is feet of altitude,
yeah,
is not easy, and they're doing a great job of documenting it. In the summertime, you got to dodge thunderstorms. Obviously, wintertime, huge problems,
right,
getting up there, things like that. And what they've documented, it for example, is these trucks going up with the precast concrete,
mm-hmm,
and of course it's at sunrise,
yeah,
because they're there before the road opens and things like that. And some of the photography is just absolutely fantastic.
Stunning.
It is stunning. It really is.
Yeah.
And the Summit project is, whether it gets open late fall of 2020 or very early spring 2021 remains to be seen. But it's going to be a great addition to Colorado Springs. And while I'm doing that, I'd love to plug, we need some more private support.
Okay.
This is about a $60 million project. The enterprise, the Pikes Peak America's Mountain, there's no taxpayer dollars involved. It runs off of the gate receipts. They're contributing about $45 million of the cost, and we're raising about $15 million privately. Renee, I know where $12 million of that's coming from, and we're really working hard to raise it. but we need to raise another $3 million in the next year. And if people would like to contribute, contributions of any amount would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
It's givetopikespeak.org. So www.givetopikespeak.org.
Okay.
And as I say, we can use $5, $100. Anybody want to throw in $1 million? I'll personally give you a call and
and thank you
and take you out to lunch.
Absolutely. Okay. Maybe they could get something like in the Summit House. There you go.
Well, I know they can.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of naming rights involved for, I think, any contribution over $5,000. We can talk about some kind. You can put your name on a bench or something like that. So.
Well, and it's so spectacular. And we'll find that video that they did of the kind of recap of 2019 and the construction project. And me, I don't know. I get altitude sickness. I don't know how they do that. The construction folks up there.
Well, they rotate quite a bit.
Yeah, because I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, they do rotate quite a bit. As I say, I think G.E. Johnson's really documenting this, and I think it will probably be kind of a roadshow in the construction business, go around showing what the challenges are to build a building at that altitude.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see, and again, we'll try and find that video and get that shared because it's impressive. I mean, really impressive. Okay, so go to givetopikespeak.org if you would like to donate to the Summit House. Okay, other top things, other big construction projects. We talked about Robeson, right? They're breaking ground on that. What else?
Let's see. We can talk about, we had a little kickoff for a program called Game Changer.
That is right. This was huge. Did you expect this response?
I didn't. Maybe somebody did, but I didn't. What we did, you know, what we found through the years is that our kids' participation in some of the offerings, sports offerings by the Park and Rec Department, is dependent on socioeconomics. You know, a $70 registration fee for soccer, if you've got several kids, that may
That's
be a factor
lot, yeah.
depending upon yeah. What your family income is. So we did a program this year. Our two contributors were Comcast, and I think Children's Hospital also contributed. The major contributor was Comcast. And they contributed some money, and we're able to offer to all kindergarten through second grade free soccer.
That's amazing.
Well, we got a pretty good response.
Is that kind of like, to say the least, a pretty good response?
Yeah, to say the least. We're 300% increase over last year. We had 200 registrants the first day. Over 850 kids have signed up. So here's my next plea. After you make a contribution to the Summit House, call Park and Rec and volunteer to be a soccer coach.
That's awesome. We need soccer coaches.
We need soccer coaches. And at this level, needless to say, you don't really need to know a lot about soccer.
Right. You kick the ball and go that way.
That's exactly
right.
Okay. kindergarten soccer is, they kind of hover around like a bunch of bees.
Is it one of your granddaughters like in this?
She's in something called Little Kickers.
Little Kickers.
Little Kickers. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So the point, you know, you probably need to know the difference between a basketball and a soccer ball, but that's about it.
Okay.
And call Park and Rec and
volunteer.
Volunteer, because we do need quite a few coaches as a result of this sign up. But it's great. You get kids involved in sport early. They get interested in sport. They do that after school instead of hanging around places they shouldn't hang around. It's all good for the community.
So call and volunteer. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about COS I Love You with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers next on the Extra KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, you have been invited, and this actually started a couple years ago, wasn't it? It's a group, an organization, if you will, called COS I Love You, or CUS
I Love You.
So give us a little bit of background and how you were invited, right, to participate in a conversation with COS I Love You a couple years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, it's really a good story, Renee. I think in the fall of 2016, I'd been mayor since summer of 2015. I got invited to meet with a group of, it was kind of an informal group of pastors, at, I think it was the Phantom Canyon, for dinner one night. And I was pretty impressed. They got about 120 of our pastors to show up. And I was to speak on, you know, my vision for Colorado Springs, what was going on in Colorado Springs, a little personal testimony as well. And it was a real cathartic event, and it caused, I think, the pastor to start focusing in on how they could help the city. The whole purpose of this was for me to talk about the homeless situation, the need for mentors for young kids, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And what has grown out of it has just been pretty amazing. First of all, it's become much more of a kind of a structured situation. A guy named Stu Davis, mm-hmm. used to be the rescue mission that you know, is the head of COS I Love You, or Cuz I Love You. And their volunteer efforts are just mind-boggling. You know, now they have a service day in I think it's typically in the fall. I think the first year they had 1,000. Last year they had 4,000.
Wow.
People that are doing cleanups at different locations, working at the rescue mission. The first year we did decided to have an Easter. The churches could volunteer to have their Easter collection go to the rescue mission. I think they raised $250,000. Mm. They've kind of now moving into partnering with schools where they can supply coaches, mentors, and things like that. But they're also, you know, you can help schools by helping teachers. And they're helping teachers buy supplies. As you know, sometimes teachers wind up paying for those out of their own pocket. They've actually fixed up a couple of teachers' lounges, and I saw a little film that they did where the teachers were over a you know, they came back from the summer break, mm-hmm. and had this new remodeled lounge, and they thought that was, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. So they're really, you know, making a difference in the community. It's a very diverse group of pastors, not only in terms of religions and beliefs, but ethnically, racially, and I think it's a very, very constructive group, and they're working together and supplying through their congregations incredible amount of manpower to help our city take care of a whole variety of needs.
Now, was one of the things that and we had heard reports that part of the discussions with 'Cause I Love You was maybe the southeast side of town feeling like the city was not paying attention to the southeast side of town?
Well, I think you've got a lot of pastors who are, you know, talking about what can we do to help the southeast, mm-hmm. Side of town. I mean, the city's route in that regard, I think, is pretty clear. We need to, obviously, infrastructure. We're going to spend $46 million in infrastructure improvements in the next 2 years in the southeast. Job creation. We talked about this airport and 1,500 new jobs. I think there's going to be some housing developments on raw land that is going to improve the socioeconomics of the area, lead to more restaurants, shopping, things like that. One of the things I'd love to see happen is to attract a master developer to an urban renewal project in the South Academy corridor. But of course, the master developer has to believe that you know, it can profitably be done. But there's a lot of discussions going on in that regard as well. But I also think that what these pastors are talking about, how do you, you know, motivate your congregations to help in terms of volunteerism, things like that. Another thing that's going to happen in the southeast, which I feel very good about, is Panorama, which is a very large park, mm-hmm. down there. I think the city's going to sink a lot of money into kind of a new redesign of Panorama Park.
It's going to be actually pretty incredible. And I would say, I'm sure some of the folks over there in the southeast part of town, I would worry about gentrification too, right? Is that a big concern that you kind of heard?
Well, you hear it, but we're not talking about gentrification. Right. And let's not get confused. Gentrification is tearing down existing affordable housing and building less affordable housing. That's gentrification. It is not gentrification when someone comes in and develops raw land, mm-hmm. and maybe brings some people of higher income to that neighborhood. That's not gentrification. That basically is lifting the boat and bringing more dollars and economic development to an area. But we do that. The Southeast Quadrant contains a lot of our affordable housing.
Yeah.
And we don't want to we want to keep that affordable housing stock.
Right.
Because for many people, that's where they can afford to live, and we don't want to change that.
Absolutely.
But we also want to see economic development that lifts all boats, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it was a great conversation, though.
It's always a very good conversation. Absolutely is.
Well, Mayor, we appreciate you coming in this morning. I truly appreciate it, and we'll get you scheduled for next month.
I'll look forward to it, Renee.
Thank you so much. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers coming up tomorrow on The Extra. Lots happening in Widefield District 3. We're going to find out about more about that tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.